You give me.
Okay, Jed, what's coming?
Red ball, double homicide, one male, one female. Killers male, white, 40s. Agatha nailed the time frame at 8:04 a.m. The twins are a little fuzzy on that, so we'll need confirmation. Location still uncertain. Remote witnesses are plugged in. This will be case number 1108.
Morning, detectives.
Case number 1108, pre-visualized by the precogs, recorded on Hollow Sphere by Precrimes QStacks. My fellow witnesses for case number 1108 are Dr. Catherine James and Chief Justice Frank Pollard. Good morning.
Good morning.
Will the witness preview and validate number 1108 at this time?
Affirmative, I will validate.
Okay.
Stand by.
Time of murder, 8:04 a.m. That is 24 minutes, 13 seconds from now. This is a red ball.
Four and 7 years ago.
He looked familiar.
Who?
A man standing in the park across the street. I've seen him before.
How can you even tell? You know how blind you are without your glasses. Where are your glasses?
I must have left them up in the bedroom.
You are running out of time.
You know how blind I am.
Show 8 Howard Marks in the district, sorting by race and age.
Under license registration. See if I can capture that.
Running out of time.
No, I'm saying you're going to play hooky. Stay home today.
I'm working too much on
you. Can you grab that?
It's unclear.
I got 6 licenses. Where do you want them?
Over here, please. Send a DCPD blue and white. Set up a perimeter and tell them we're en route.
You know, I was thinking maybe I'd play hooky. Stay home today.
We have come to dedicate a portion of that field.
What do you think?
The final resting place. What about your meeting?
I'll reschedule. I've been working too much anyway.
It's altogether fitting and proper. We should do this.
But in a larger sense.
We'd have lunch together.
I would love to.
We're brave men, living and dead.
I have an open house at the wrestler place.
To consecrate it far above our poor power to add or detract.
Well, I guess that's why you look so nice.
We can long remember what we say.
Chief! We got a problem with our location. It's no longer there.
Time frame? 13 minutes.
Hey, Chief. Investigator from the feds here.
Yeah, I don't need some twink from the fed poking around right now.
John, I wrote it down on your calendar. I left you a message at your house.
Check in with the papers ahead of 4 to see if the neighbors knew where they went. Check all relations.
Check the neighbors and relations.
But John.
Fletch, just get him some coffee. Tell him some stories how I save your ass every day and you can't live without me.
I got coffee. Thank you. Danny Woodward, the twink from the fed. Whoops. Got him.
Sorry, Danny, I'm going to have to give you the full tour some other time.
The Marks moved a couple of weeks ago. Nobody knows where. Still searching for family and employer.
Time horizon, 12 minutes.
All right, what he's doing now, we call scrubbing the image, looking for clues as to where the murder's going to happen.
Original running bond brick pattern, streamline early Georgian details. The brick has been repointed.
And that this nation,
under God,
shall not perish from the earth.
Victims are pronounced here, killers here. Beyond that, the date of the crime, all we have to run on are the images that they produce.
So a cop on horseback.
Near the Capitol?
No maglev system.
More.
Georgetown.
The precogs can see a murder 4 days out. Why the late call?
Well, they call it a red ball. With crimes of passion, there's no premeditation, so they show up late. Most of our scrambles are flash events like this one. We rarely see anything with premeditation anymore.
People have gotten the message.
Oh, this is good. I show a match for Dwight Kingsley, 18th century architect. He did 24 houses in D.C.
Time horizon, 10 minutes.
10 minutes!
Oh.
Look at this kid. And this one is on the left side of the man in the suit.
Yes?
So? This one is on the right. There you are.
It's a park. Tell me there's only 16 of these old merry-go-rounds left in the city. Two in Georgetown, one in Barnaby Woods, the other's in Woodley.
Woodley's all Victorian, it's gotta be Barnaby Woods. Am I on a flight time?
Wait, I drive 3 minutes after wheels up.
Time horizon 1 minute. Chief, we're catching up to the future.
Shut up, Ivana.
Jad? Jad?
Go ahead.
Did he close the front door?
What?
Did Marks close the front door?
Negative. The front door is open. The front door is open.
I forgot my glasses.
Oh!
You know how blind I am without them.
Look at me. Look at me. Positive for Howard Marks.
Mr. Marks.
By mandate of the District of Columbia Pre-Crime Division, I'm placing you under arrest for the future murder of Sarah Marks and Donald Dubin. That was to take place today, April 22nd, at 0800 hours, 4 minutes.
No, I didn't do anything.
Sarah!
Give the man his hat.
Oh, God.
Don't put that halo on me! Sarah!
Your hand on your head!
Help me!
Help me.
I wasn't
going to help me! Mr. Scott, with the pre-crime trauma response unit, I want you to just sit here a minute and listen to me. Your husband is being arrested by officers from pre-crime.
Oh, God, Howard, no. Howard, don't cry.
Stop a murder.
Well, that's just an echo. Precog deja vu, if you will. The really bad ones, the precogs eat them over and over again. Wally, erase the incoming.
Imagine a world without murder.
I lost my best friend.
I lost my aunt.
I lost my dad.
I lost my father.
I lost my wife.
Just 6 years ago, the homicide rate in this country had reached epidemic proportions. It seemed that only a miracle could stop the bloodshed. But instead of one miracle, we were given three, the precognitives. Within just 1 month under the pre-crime program, the murder rate in the District of Columbia was reduced 90%.
They were going to be waiting for me in the car.
He was going to rape me.
I was going to be stabbed.
Right here.
Within a year, pre-crime effectively stopped murder in our nation's capital.
In the 6 years we've been conducting our little experiment, there hasn't been a single murder.
And now pre-crime can work for you.
We want to make absolutely certain that every American can bank on the utter infallibility of the system. And to ensure that what keeps us safe will also keep us free.
It works. On Tuesday, April 22nd, vote yes on the National Pre-Crime Initiative.
What's the matter? Can't sleep?
Just need a little clarity.
True that. You want the customary clarity or the new and improved kind of clarity?
Just give me the new stuff.
New and improved clarity.
Yes,
new and clarity.
Come on. Don't press my balls.
Sweet dreams, Chief. Don't worry. None of your secrets safe with me. Besides, I could use a little juice on myself.
What do you think you know, my gun?
It's like my daddy used to say. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
Sean!
Hi, Daddy. Can you teach me how to run faster? Because all the kids at my class run faster than me.
No. That's good, eh?
Look, keep your knees up.
Like that. Good.
Like that.
Like that.
Like that. Hi. Hi. Like that. See, you're a natural runner.
Gotta keep running.
Gotta keep running. Will
I be as fast as you someday?
Oh, I think you'll beat me someday.
You're gonna beat everybody.
I think you'll beat everyone someday.
I gotta go. Bye.
No, wait. Hey, you gotta give me a kiss.
Not on the lips. Only Mommy kissed me on the lips.
Yeah, all right.
I love you.
I love you, Sean.
I love you, Daddy.
Reminds me of Rosarito Beach. Remember? Yeah, we had $20 and waiting in the van so the sun would shine on our vacation. Wow. John, put the camera down. Look, I'm all ready for bed. What is this? No. Put it away. It's time to put the camera to sleep and time to come and take care of your wife. Sweetie, why don't you put the camera down and come and watch the rain with me? No? I promise I'll make it a memorable moment. Look, put the camera down or you're not getting anything tonight.
Yeah, I'm telling you, right?
gentlemen of justice want to take all this away from us. Do you understand? A week from now, people are going to vote on whether or not what we've been doing down here has been some noble-minded enterprise or a chance to change the way this country fights crime.
I understand, sir.
John, watch this Danny Whitaker, the observer from justice.
Yes, I met him yesterday.
You can let him look around, answer his questions, but watch him.
Yes. Huh?
And if there's any problem, make sure we know about it first.
I understand.
When the precogs declare a victim and a killer, their name is embedded in the grain of wood. Since each piece is unique, the shape and grain is unique. The shape and grain is impossible to forge.
I'm sure you all understand the legalistic drawback to pre-crime methodology.
Here we go again.
Look, I'm not with the ACLU on this, Jeff. But let's not kid ourselves. We are arresting individuals who have broken no law.
But they will. The commission of the crime itself is absolute metaphysics. The precogs see the future, and they're never wrong.
But it's not the future if you stop it. Isn't that a fundamental paradox?
Yes, it is. You're talking about predetermination, which happens all the time. Why'd you catch that?
Because it was going to fall.
You're certain?
Yeah,
but it didn't fall. You caught it. The fact that you prevented it from happening doesn't change the fact that it was going to happen.
You ever get any false positives?
Someone intends to kill his boss or his wife, but they never go through with it. How do the precogs tell the difference?
Precogs don't see what you intend to do. Only what you will do.
Then why can't they see rapes, or assaults, or suicides?
Because of the nature of murder. There's nothing more destructive to the metaphysical fabric that binds us in the untimely murder of one human being by another.
Somehow I don't think that was Walt Whitman.
It's Iris Hinneman. She developed Precog's designed the system and pioneered the interface.
Speaking of interfacing, I'd love to say hello.
To Hinneman.
To them.
Cops aren't allowed inside the temple.
Really? You've never been inside.
We keep strict separation so that no one can be accused of tampering.
So I'll be the first one to go in then.
Maybe you didn't hear me.
If it's a question of authority.
No, there is no question. You don't have any.
I have a warrant in my pocket that says different.
Show it to me.
Sure.
This investigation of pre-crime and its personnel is being conducted under the direct supervision and express permission from the Attorney General of the United States.
I'm here as his representative, which means you're now operating under my supervision. Seems you've been left out of the loop, John.
I understand. Just answer his questions and we'll get the hell out of here.
Tell me how...
Shh. They're sleeping.
Sorry.
Tell me how all this works.
The photon milk acts as both a nutrient supply and a liquid conductor. It enhances the images that each of them receive. We call the female Agatha. The twins are Arthur and Dasher. We scan by way of optical tomography. White light pinpoints pulse along the entire length of the headgear and are re-read after absorption to their brain tissue. In other words, we see what they see. They don't feel any pain. We keep their heads pretty well stocked with dopamine and endorphins. Plus, we maintain careful control over the serotonin levels. Don't want them to drift off into too deep a sleep. They can't be kept too awake either.
It's better if you don't think of them as human.
No, they're much more than that.
Science has stolen most of our miracles.
In a way, they give us hope. Hope of the existence of the divine. I find it interesting that some people have begun to deify the precogs.
Precogs are pattern recognition filters, that's all.
Yet you call this room the temple.
Just a nickname.
The oracle isn't where the power is anyway. The power's always been with the priests.
even if they had to invent the Oracle.
But you guys are nodding like you actually know what the hell he's talking about.
Well, come on, Chief. The way we work, changing destiny and all, I mean, we're more like clergy than cops.
Jed?
Yeah.
Go to work. All of you. Sorry.
Old habit. Spent 3 years at Fuller Seminary before I became a cop. My father was very proud.
What does he think of your chosen line of work?
I don't know. He was shot and killed when I was 15 on the steps of our church in Dublin. I know what it's like to lose someone close down. Of course, nothing is like the loss of a child. I don't have any children of my own, so I can only imagine what that must have been like. To lose your son in such a public place like that. At least now you and I have the chance to make sure that kind of thing doesn't happen to me anymore.
Why don't you cut the cute act at any point and tell me exactly what it is you're looking for?
Flaws.
There hasn't been a murder in 6 years. There's nothing wrong with the system. It is perfect,
I agree. But there's a flaw. It's human. It always is. John.
Precons aren't even aware of us. From the milk, all they see is the future.
She looked straight at me.
It could have been a nightmare. Sometimes they dream about the old murders.
She spoke to me.
To you?
What'd she say? Can you see?
Yes, sir, I'm Gideon. You're Chief Anderton. The music relaxes the prisoners. Say, I don't ever see any of you precocks down here. I'm not in trouble, am I?
Not yet. I'm interested in a murder.
I got plenty of those. Kill pipe?
Drowning.
That narrows it down. Not too many in here for that one.
Victim's Caucasian female.
This about the Justice Department? I'm supposed to spruce up for a tour they got planned for tomorrow. Told me to wear a tie. You like this one?
Stop.
Go back. There.
She's a golden oldie. One of our first. Probably before your time.
This is the official composite of the three precons?
That's right. Fine data stream based on all three previsions.
Just show me Agatha's data stream.
For that, we go for a ride.
Out there killing people. If it wasn't for you.
Look at them. Look at how peaceful they all seem. But on the inside, busy, busy, busy. Okie pokey. Now that is one bad man. He drowned a woman named Ann Lively out at Roland Lake. The killer's a John Doe. Never identified.
Why is he still a John Doe? Why was a nearby ID from the eye scan?
On account of those are not his eyes. He had them swapped out to fool the scanners. You can get it done on the street for a few $1,000 these days. Okay, so you want just the female prevision.
That's right.
Huh. We don't seem to have her data.
Try again.
This is odd. See? We had the two previsions. We got what Art saw. We got what Dash saw. But Agatha's isn't here.
It's probably just a glitch.
Tell me about the intended victim, Miss Ann Lively.
Looks like she's a neuroanatic, like our John Doe here. But I show an address history that includes the Beaton Clinic.
So she cleaned up. So where's she now?
I guess glitches come in twos. You finally crawl your way out of one hole just to fall into another. No, can't let you take that out of here, Chief. It's against the rules.
Anything else going on in here that's against the rules?
Careful, Chief. You dig up the past, all you get is dirty.
You said the third prevision was what? Kind of fuzzy or something?
No, the third prevision, Agatha's prevision, wasn't there. That's not all. I spent a few hours down there, and there are a dozen more cases with missing previsions.
You think we'll have found a cure for the common cold by now?
It's stress.
What's this?
Herbal tea with honey.
I hate herbal tea. Almost as much as I hate honey.
Just drink it before I pour it in your lap. Can I get you anything
to drink? Whitworth's scheduled for containment, total containment tomorrow.
Yeah, give him a tour. Lara called me.
What?
She's worried about you. Quite frankly, so am I.
I'm fine.
I understand you've been spending a lot of time in the sprawl.
I go running down there.
In the middle of the night. So what if Danny Whitworth came to you right now and insisted on a full camera?
I'm fine.
You understand, John. The minute pre-crime goes national, they're going to take it away from us.
We won't let them.
No? How's an old man and a cop on the whiff ever going to stop them? So my father once said to me, you don't choose the things you believe in. They choose you. And there's a reason you're here, John. Had pre-crime been in place just 6 months earlier, the loss you and Lara suffered would have been prevented. Remember the eyes. The eyes of the nation are on us right now. And we both know I'm not a generation anyone listens to, but people trust you, John. When you speak of your absolute belief in pre-crime, they know it's a belief born of pain, not politics. I always understood that. And I may have even encouraged it to help with the cause. But now, your pain is hurting both of us.
They're not going to take it away from us. I won't let them.
Bingo.
Hi, Daddy.
Hello, buddy.
I made up a club.
Yeah?
We're called the Crescos.
The Crescos.
We made up a soccer team,
yeah.
And we practice at school.
Yeah, do you practice with Connor?
Daddy's in a lot of trouble, Sean.
Victim about 5'10", approximately 170. It takes a round in the 10 ring and goes out a window.
Red ball?
Nope.
Brown ball.
This one's premeditated.
Amazing. Someone within 200 miles actually dumb enough to still do that.
Well, the victim's name is Leo Crow. This is case number 1109. Time of occurrence Friday, 15:06 hours.
Start location on contact. Search for future victim Leo Crow. Case number 1109, pre-visualized by the precogs, recorded on a hollow sphere by pre-crimes Q stacks. My fellow witnesses for case number 1109 are Dr. Catherine James and Chief Justice Frank Pollard. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are the witnesses ready to preview and validate number 1109?
Ready when you are, John.
Standing by.
Oh, I love this part. I've got no address, last known or otherwise. No tax returns for the last 5 years.
Check NCIC, he's got a record. Send a protection team as soon as we lock location. It looks like federal housing, concrete and glass egg crates.
Ouch, about 1,000 of those in the district.
Wow. Fractured images coming in. Numbers 9. Female, senior, she's smoking a pipe. She's laughing. Okay, now inside a room. Window panes, aluminum extrusion. Two figures resolving in the room. No. We've got a third party wearing sunglasses just out the window.
You're not gonna kill me.
Goodbye, Crow.
Say something, Chief?
No.
I'll get this one.
We got time on this one, Jed. Mind going down and getting me a piece of cake they're eating down there? I'm starving.
Sure, Chief. I think I'll get one for myself while I'm at it.
Take your time.
Chief, you've always been nice to me.
I'll give you 2 minutes before I hit the alarm.
Hold that, please.
Thanks. You're in a lot of trouble, John.
You set me up.
I'll write the paranoia off to the whiff you've been doping on.
Right.
Easy. Easy. Since I found a flaw.
What are you gonna do?
Possession alone will cost you 6 months. Not to mention your badge. I guess we won't be working together after all. I put the gun down, John. I don't hear a red ball.
Who's the victim?
Somebody.
Oh.
Somebody. Leo Crow.
Oh, who is he?
I have no idea. I've never heard of him. But I'm supposed to kill him in less than 36 hours.
But how could Whitworth have access to King's file?
You fake his cerebral output.
Why would anyone want
anyone?
To? Well, I doubt it very much.
But would Hinneman know?
Come in.
What?
Well, I'll keep you safe until we get to the bottom of this.
No, Lamar, listen to me. Listen, talk to Wally. See if Rick was not inside the temple again. Then ask Jad for any off-hour idents into the analytical room.
Just tell me, who's Leo Crow?
Security lockdown enabled.
Revised destination off.
Lamar, they found me.
Is there any way to override the lockdown?
No.
No? I'll meet you any way you say. Then you can come to my house, John.
No, I can't.
They'll get me there. I'm not going to get haloed.
You can't run, John.
Everybody runs. Gordon, you're not going to do that. I'm taking control of the team.
You what?
Whitworth, Fletcher is second in command. It's his show to run. If you want, you can observe. Do it. Find him.
Yes, sir.
He came to see you the other day, right before he was tagged. What did you talk about?
The Mets. John doesn't think they have a deep enough pitching roster this year, and I'm inclined to...
Why are you protecting him? You knew he was doping, yet you did nothing about it.
The man lost a child, for Christ's sake.
6 years ago. What did you two talk about?
None of your damn business.
Oh, it's all my damn business now, Lamar. Investigation of a supervising officer for a capital crime falls under federal jurisdiction so as to rule out any possibility of conspiracy. He's my suspect.
He's my subordinate.
Shall we call the Attorney General? I'm sure he'd be happy to clarify the issue for you.
I don't want John Anderton hurt.
I'm going to enjoy working here.
A road diverges in the desert. Lexus. The road you're on, John Anderton, is the one less traveled.
Hello? You can move the old-fashioned
John Anderton.
Gourmet cuisine.
John Anderton.
You can use a Guinness right about now.
Dented on the metro. The train makes two stops at 20th and 33rd.
Send units to each location.
We'll never make 20th.
Have faith.
John.
That was a rough landing.
Yeah.
Have to work on that.
That's an old shit knee of mine.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Hey, don't do this. John? Don't run.
You don't have to chase me.
You don't have to run.
Everybody runs, Fletch.
You know we'll catch you.
Everybody runs.
It doesn't have to be like this, John.
Everybody runs.
Get your six sticks ready.
Everybody runs, Fletch.
Slow down, Chief. Just take it easy.
There's some news, Chief.
John, it's okay. Fletch, you can see the Chief.
I'm mandated the District of Columbia Free Crime Division. I'm placing you under arrest.
Go to sleep.
Stay with me!
You're trespassing. I don't have visitors. Oh, I'm afraid that would be from the doll's eye, the vine, the baneberry that scratched you during your illegal climb over my wall. It's not a true doll's eye, of course. It's a little hybrid of my own design. Quite something. Once the poison gets into your bloodstream, you will start to see what I can only describe as the most extraordinary display of blue objects. Oh, this just isn't your week, is it? Chief Anderton. You better drink this. Soon you won't be able to swallow, and then you'll be totally buggered. All of it? Okay, now take a minute to right yourself. Just, what is it you think I can do for you?
You could tell me how somewhere can fake a prevision.
How would I know that?
Because you invented pre-crime. What's so funny?
If the unintended consequences of a series of genetic mistakes and science gone haywire can be called invention, yes, then I invented pre-crime.
You don't seem all that proud.
I'm not. I was trying to heal them, not turn them into something else.
Heal who?
The innocents we now use to stop the guilty.
You're talking about the precogs.
You think the three in the tank come out of a test tube? They are merely the ones who survived. I was doing genetic research at the Woodhaven Clinic, treating children of drug addicts. This was 10 years ago when Narrowin first hit the streets. It was an impure form of the drug, not the engineered cocktail that became so popular among the more educated. All of these kids were born with severe brain damage. Most died before the age of 12. Those few, those precious few who survived, they had a gift. I call it a gift. For them, it was more like a cosmic joke. They would wake up in the night, curled up in the corner of the room, screaming, clawing at the wallpaper. Because when these little children, you see, closed their eyes at night, they dreamt only of murder over and over, one after the other. And it didn't take long for us to realize that the real nightmare was that these so-called dreams were about to come true. These murders were actually happening.
Say some of the children died.
Oh, so many of them, despite what we did for them, or maybe because of what we did to them. But it doesn't matter. It's a perfect system now, isn't it?
I'm not going to commit murder. I've never met the man I'm supposed to kill.
And yet a chain of events has started, a chain that will lead you inexorably to his murder.
Not if I stay away from him.
How can you avoid a man you never met?
So you won't help me.
I can't help you. Nobody can. The precogs are never wrong. But occasionally, they do disagree.
What?
Most of the time, all three precognitives will see an event in the same way, but once in a while, one of them will see things differently than the other two.
Jesus Christ. Why didn't I know about this?
Because these minority reports are destroyed the instant they occur.
Why?
Obviously, for pre-crime to function, there can't be any suggestion of fallibility. After all, who wants a justice system that instills doubt? It may be reasonable, but it's still doubt.
Are you saying I've haloed innocent people?
I'm saying that every so often, those accused of a pre-crime might have an alternate future.
Does Burgess know about this? About this minority report?
I used to joke with Lamar that we were the mother and father of pre-crime. Well, in my experience, parents very often see their children as they want them to be and not as they are.
Answer my question. Does Lamar Burgess know about the minority report?
Yes, of course, he knew. But at the time, we both felt that their existence was an insignificant variable.
Insignificant to you, maybe. But what about those people that I put away with alternate futures? My God. The country knew there was a chance.
The system would collapse.
I believe in that system.
Do you really?
You want to bring it down.
You will bring it down if you manage to kill your victim. Oh, why, that'll be the most spectacular public display of how pre-crime didn't work.
I'm not going to kill anybody.
Hold that thought.
Why should I trust you?
You shouldn't. You shouldn't trust anyone. Certainly not the Attorney General, who just wants it all for himself. And not the young federal agent who wants your job. Not even the old man who just wants to hang on to what he created. Don't trust anyone. Just find the Minority Report.
You said the Minority Report is destroyed.
The record is destroyed. The original report still exists. I designed the system so that whenever a report occurred, it would be stored in a safe place but not declared.
What safe place is that?
The safest place there is.
Where is it?
Inside the precog. Who predicted it? All you have to do is download it, darling.
That's all, huh? Just walk right into pre-crime, get into the temple, somehow tap into these precogs, and then download this Minority Report.
If you have one.
And then walk out.
Actually, I think you have to run out, but yes, that is what you have to do.
You're insane. Where you think I am. I'll get eye scanned a dozen times before I get within 10 miles of pre-crime.
Sometimes, in order to see the light, you have to risk the dark. As a policeman, oh, excuse me, as a former policeman, I'm sure that you know all sorts of people who can help you out in this regard. It's funny how all living organisms are alike. When the chips are down, when the pressure is on, every creature on the face of the earth is interested in one thing, and one thing only. Its own survival. Find the Minority Report.
How do I even know which one has it?
It's always in the more gifted of the three.
Which one is that?
The female.
All right, here's your arrest. We've got three men in a room. The victim is here. John is here. And this unidentified male out the window. Now, the adjacent building suggests public housing, but I can't make out the location, which means...
There's thousands of units like this one.
They're everywhere.
But he doesn't go there to kill Crow for another 22 hours.
Excuse me. This is too bad. This is in space. You can't sit in his
chair. He's not here anymore.
He'll be back.
I doubt that.
What happened to you?
In the meantime, I'm betting he's somewhere in the sprawl. Anderson's smart enough to go electronic billboards and other media can't ID him to pick his pockets. There's fewer consumers there, which means fewer scanners to target.
Why won't he just run?
Because he thinks he's innocent. We concentrate on the sprawl. We do flyovers and ships with two spider teams on the ground. Thermal scan the entire area, read anything with eyes and a heartbeat. Where is she?
See, I could cut open your chest and sew a dead cat in there. You would never get an infection. Not with a spectrum of antibodies I'll be shooting into you.
That's comforting.
But you do understand, I can't just give you new irises. Please don't touch. Because the scanners will read the new scar tissue, alarms will go off, and large men with guns will appear.
What was that?
It's anesthesia. It's all gonna be downhill.
We sneak up on your patients like that?
You wouldn't break the hand of a violinist before the concert. Please relax.
All I'm trying to tell you is that I'll have to remove your eyes completely. I have to replace them with new ones.
I know that, but I want to keep the old ones.
Why?
Because my mother gave them to me. What's it to you? They're no good in the secondary market anyway.
Whatever you say, it's your money.
Greta Commissioner for Fans or Cashley, when the
let me introduce my gorgeous assistant, Miss Van Eyck.
This is not a lot of money.
It's all that I could safely move.
What did you give me?
Smile medicine. Tell you what, since you and I go way back, why don't I just give you my old pal discount? What do you say? You don't remember me, do you?
We know each other.
Oh, yes, we do.
From where? D.C.?
Baltimore. East side.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
How we go way back?
Solomon Pierre, M.D. I was a plastic surgeon. You remember? Specialized in burn victims, mostly women.
I put you away.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You made those tapes.
They were performance pieces.
You set your patients on fire.
I'll put them out. Some not as quickly as others, but let's change the subject, shall we? The future is so much more interesting than the past, don't you think? Oh, Miss Van Eyck, I'm afraid she's already smitten. She only has eyes for you. I know what you're thinking, John. How can I do what I do now? Well, let's say that I did spend an awful lot of time in the prison library. Now, that was a great way to avoid some of the more unpleasant aspects of prison life. Confinement was a real education, a real eye-opener. I mean, for true enlightenment, there's nothing quite like, well, let's say, taking a shower while this large fellow with an attitude you can't even knock down with a hammer whispers in your ear, oh, Nancy, oh, Nancy. Now, that was a lot of fun. Thank you so very much, John, for putting me there. Thank you so very much for giving me the opportunity to get to know myself so much better. And now to return the favor.
This your work?
Yes.
I like it.
Thanks. Do you take anything in your coffee?
Cream and sugar.
I don't have any cream, sorry.
Just sugar then. You and John ever come here?
We used to, every summer.
He's not here now, is he? I had to ask.
You know, I don't have any sugar either.
Thank you. He hasn't tried to contact you.
No.
You ever heard him mention the name Leo Crow?
No, but then I don't talk to John that much anymore.
And so you haven't seen his apartment?
That was our apartment.
Have you been there recently? It's full of these. How long has he been doping?
It was right after we lost our son.
You mean after he lost your son?
It was nobody's fault.
But John was with him at the public pool. You said in your divorce papers that John tried to kill himself.
It wasn't a suicide attempt. I regret ever saying that.
What was it?
The FBI found something that belonged to my son, a sandal. Anyway, John was upset. He took out
his gun and sat down to watch his home movie.
He shot...
This is all in your statement, Laura.
He shot a hole in the damn ceiling. So what? You lose your son. Let's see how well you handle it.
Lamar Burgess thinks you left John because he lost himself in pre-crime instead of you.
I left him because every time I looked at him, I saw my son. Every time I got close to him, I smelled my little boy. That's why I left him. And now you can leave.
Don't take the bandages off for 12 hours.
If you take them off before then, you'll go blind.
Understand?
In the fridge, there's milk and Carreta made you a sandwich. Make sure you drink a lot of water.
How do I find the bathroom?
The bathroom? Now that's your right hand. Oh, shut them, Sharing. The kitchen is your left.
Don't scratch.
Never scratch!
Seeing as we're being old pals and all, I'm going to give you a bonus. Might come in handy. This is a temporary paralytic hand, son. You're going to shoot this baby up there right on your chin.
What is this?
Oh, it's going to turn your paralytic face into mush. People won't even recognize you, okay? In 30 minutes, it'll tighten up again, but it's going to hurt like nothing you ever felt before. I'm going to put this in your goodie bag together with your leftovers.
I'm setting up a timer. When it rings tomorrow, you can take off the bandages and get the hell out of here. But not before then or you'll go
blind. I know.
Don't scratch.
A little something from a mutual friend of ours.
Hey, do I escape? Se si è smesso di restare che è lupo e ho dopo un full fare da un po' e ho fatto un po' di lupo e ho fatto
way I could be 25.16 seconds.
How long can a whale hold its breath underwater?
Yeah, a whale can hold its breath for about 20 minutes.
So you gotta beat the whale.
Okay, well. You gotta beat the whale. There you go. That's gonna be 20 minutes. You sure you don't wanna go for an ice cream or something?
No.
You know I'm gonna beat that whale.
Yeah.
Okay, give me the count.
3, 2, 1, go.
getting over age.
Residences on North Powell.
I'm thinking you must really like the Johnson Fletcher. That's why you asked to partner with me on this little sortie, isn't it?
I think you're swell company, not?
It's not that you don't trust me to be alone with the chief, is it? That you think I might, you know, fuss with him if I had the chance?
No, I just want to watch him use your body to sandblast into the building, that's all, Jeff. Havana, go.
I show 27 warm bodies.
Roger that. Confirm 27 warm bodies. What do you think, 4 spiders, 1 per floor?
Let's do 8. I gotta eat.
Residents of 931 Powell, residents of 931 Powell, this is Officer Fletcher of DC Pre-Crime. Under authority of PC Section 6409, we are deploying spiders into your complex.
Stay still, baby. Open your eyes.
Some guy who doesn't want to get rid. Folks, please, be quiet. Close your doors. Go back to the phone.
be quiet and close the door.
We got an ID. It's not him.
Standing down.
Let's see.
Take it to the wind.
Fletcher, take a look. There's four people in this room, not three.
Four? And there's Edgerton, there's Crow, and there's a man in sunglasses.
There's a man in the sunglasses outside the window. There's also someone here. In the mirror.
Yeah. There's definitely female.
The pre-crime program began in the year 2046 with a federal grant. And now, 9 years later, the District of Columbia is the safest city in America. Why? Because pre-crime works. Pre-crime has eliminated the need for conventional detectives. So most of what happens now is the verification and the protection of the future victim.
Can we see the precogs?
Well, the precogs have such a powerful gift that they have to be kept in peaceful seclusion so as not to be distracted from the outside world. But this display should give you some idea of what their daily life is like. The precogs get over 8 million pieces of mail every year. More mail than Santa Claus gets. Each precog has their own bedroom, television, and weight room. It really is wonderful to be a precog.
My mom's new boyfriend came over again last night. He's just not a very intelligent person. And my mom wouldn't let me go upstairs and eat in my room. She made me sit down there the entire time and I had to listen to him. Just go on and on and on and on.
Got some kind of mask on.
He sealed the door from the inside.
Shit! Nobody fires a weapon inside the temple. Use only bind foam or your stick sticks. Is there another way out of there?
We've got all the doors covered. There's no way he's getting out.
John! Move away from the tank! Move away from the tank, John! What
does he want with a priest?
What do you think? So he can kill whoever he wants to without anyone knowing about it.
Well, there's still the other two. Wally.
Lily.
The other two can still function.
You don't understand. They're a hive mind. It takes all three for their predictive abilities to work.
You tell me they can't see murders
maybe
anymore.
Maybe if you take in one of the males, but Agatha, she's the key. She's the one they listen to, the one with the most talent. She takes care of the other two.
Jesus.
Please bring her back. Please.
If I know where that pipe leads, I want every team underground now.
Doesn't matter, he wins.
I'll send my men to eat that. We'll stop him in the reservoir.
Gordon, she's in the room with him when he kills Crow. She's already a part of his future. Jad, put everything you've got into finding that room when we stop a murder.
How much time we got, Gordon?
We've got 51 minutes, 30 seconds.
You cold? Can you understand me? Are you cold? The shivers, the drugs we gave you, should wear off soon. I'm sorry. I need your help. You contain information. I need to know how to get at it. Can you just tell me who Leo Crow is? Can you tell me if...
Is it now?
What?
Is it now?
Yes, this is all happening right now. I've got to take you someplace in public, which means I've got to get you something else to wear.
I'm tired. I'm tired of the future.
Hello, Mr. Yakamoto. Welcome back to the Gap. How does assorted tank tops work out for you?
Mr. Yakamoto.
Did you come back for another pair of his chamois laces?
If he's ransoming her, where's the damn note?
It has nothing to do with ransom. It has to do with the information that's inside of Agatha. He's trying to prove his innocence.
But I can't download her without a lot of technical support.
Well, your average consumer can't buy any of this stuff because it's been assembled and scrounged from spare parts made to order. Assuming Anderton ordered this, who put it together? Who's Rufus T. Riley?
We got it all here. We got sports fantasies. We got what I like to call the look, Ma, I can fly fantasies, which encompasses everything from bungee jumping to soaring like an eagle over the Grand Canyon. We got guys come in when experience sex with a woman. We got women come in when they get laid by their favorite soap star. Or just some good, clean fun.
Oh, yeah. It's a big rush, but you come out the other side without a heart attack.
I want to kill my boss.
Uh-huh. Okay. Rufus. Being concertmaster for the Philadelphia Symphony Orchestra is one of our most popular choices.
No. I want to kill my boss.
You sick bastard. You're the kind of person that makes us a terrible world to live in! Detective, nice of you to come down here, seeing how every cop in the world is looking for you right now.
I need your help.
Okay, why did you have to come all the way down here? Because Chief, I make counsel, if you know that.
I need your help with her.
Hello there, honey pie. I'm impressed, Anderton. You're on the lam and you still have the time and energy to slice off a little jerky for yourself.
She's a precog.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's
she's
right.
A precog.
You brought a precog here. Reading my mind right now?
Get up.
I'm sorry for whatever I'm gonna do, and I swear I didn't do any of that stuff I did.
She's got information inside of her. I need you to get it out.
No way, man, no. I wouldn't even know where to begin. Those thoughts about my cousin Elena, they were just thoughts.
You've been busted twice with felony hacks.
So?
So I need you to hack into her.
Tell you what, I do this,
get to keep whatever images I get from her head.
They don't fuck anybody.
Take her to Radio Shack.
Rufus, you gotta help me.
Agatha, I need to see. I need to see what's gonna happen to me. And don't go.
Wow, she works.
Slow down.
How do I slow this down? I should hit her on the head?
Are you recording this?
Yeah, recording. Guess that's all of it.
Where's my minority report?
Do I even have one?
Do I have one?
No.
What?
No.
What?
Can you see?
See what?
Yeah, but look, it's pouring out of her backwards. I like my life. Everything's good.
They're inside.
Who?
All your old teammates.
You're the man.
Can you see the umbrella? Take it! A man in a blue suit. He drops it quick. You see a woman in a brown dress. She knows your face. Turn in here.
Can
you see the balloon man? Wait.
What are we waiting for?
Wait. Wait.
ID? Anybody?
Negative.
All right. Scott, Ramos, take the east end. Everyone else, follow me. Let's go.
He knows. Don't go home. Got eyes on.
Be working with her. Standing on it. Oh, please, please. Have you got a coin?
Drop some money.
Oh, can't you put it in my hand? May the Lord bless you.
May God take
6 years, I've thought about only two things. The first is what my son would look like if he were alive today. If I would recognize him if I saw him on the street. The second is what I would do to the man who took him.
Take me home.
You said so yourself. There is no minority report. I don't have an alternate future. I am going to kill this man.
You still have a choice. The others never saw that future. You still have a choice.
Leo Crowe, who the hell are you?
No! 6 years ago, Baltimore, you grabbed up a kid at Francis Public School in West End. Did I? I don't know. I don't remember seeing him. Oh, who am I? I don't know who I am. Somebody's body. His name is Sean. I need his help. It wasn't so bad. The thing was, son. I brought him a pencil. I brought him a pencil. What's happened? What's happened? This is alive. He's alive. What have you got him? Is he all right? Tell me, you fuck, where is he?
I put him in the pillow. I took him to bed. I flew him back up. I took him out. I was chill.
Afford an attorney. We will appoint one. Do you understand these rights?
You're not going to kill me?
Do you understand these?
You're not going to kill me.
Rice.
If you don't go through with this, my family gets nothing. Okay? You're supposed to kill me. Said you would.
He? Who's he?
I don't know. He called me myself. He told me I'd be released if I went along and my family would be taken care of.
If you did what? If you did what?
If I acted like I killed your kid. Okay?
If you killed my kid.
Look, you don't kill me, my family gets nothing, okay? They're fake. Give them to me. Okay.
Listen to me. You tell me. Who was it set this up?
I don't know.
Come on.
I'm asking you again. Who was it who put you in?
I didn't see his face. I tell you who it was, and my family gets nothing.
You do this.
Kill me. You can do this. Kill me. Kill me. Kill me. Kill me.
Let go the gun. Leo, let go the gun. Let go the gun. It's okay. Let go the gun. That's it. Let go the gun.
You're not going to kill me.
You are, girl.
Anderson, wait a second!
If you were a child killer, you took these pictures. Would you leave them out in the bed for anyone to find?
They may have been put away. Anderton might have found them.
What kind of cop were you before this?
Treasury agent. 8 years.
This would be your first sexual murder scene.
Yeah.
I worked homicide before I went federal. This is what we'd call an orgy of evidence. Know many orgies I had as a homicide cop, Gordon?
How many?
None. This was all arranged.
Today we saw the first murder in the 6 years of the pre-crime experiment. Sadly enough, this failure was human. The protection team simply didn't get there in time to stop the murder. But the murder itself happened exactly as the precogs predicted it would. I think that today's event put a human face on the pre-crime system.
Danny Whitworth on the phone.
It shows that even if the system...
He says it's important.
We are not. I remind you, however, that the pre-crime still successfully intervened in hundreds of intended homicides.
What? Lamar, there's something terribly wrong. We're chasing the wrong man.
What?
I don't want to say over the phone. Meet me at Anderton's. We recovered that from Leo Crow's hotel room.
I remember when I gave you this time. Back in Baltimore.
Please, sir.
Tell me what you have.
This is the murder of a woman named Ann Lively.
John told me about this. You got this from containment?
Yes. This is from the twins, Arthur and Dashiell. Agatha's stream was missing. Now this one, from the cyber parlor. Anderton downloaded this directly from Agatha. And Rufus Riley recorded it.
It's the same prevision.
Not quite. Look at the surface wind across the water. Watch the ripples. Moving away from shore. Now the second image. This is the one from containment. This is what Art and Dash saw. Watch the water. The wind's changed. The ripples are moving the other way. This murder's taking place at two different times. According to the Sentry, Anderton was watching this at containment right before he was tagged.
Well, I know. He came to me, told me about the missing data stream. He was concerned that you might find it.
Well, he was right. I did find it. It was inside of Agatha the whole time. So the question is, why would someone want this erased from the data file?
Danny, tell me what you're thinking.
I'm thinking someone got away with murder.
But how?
Well, Jad told me that sometimes the precogs see the same murder more than once.
It's called an echo.
Yeah, Jad called it precog deja vu.
Well, we teach the text to identify them and disregard.
Yeah, but what if a technician only thought he was looking at an echo? What if what he was really looking at was a completely different murder altogether?
I don't understand.
All you'd have to do is hire someone to kill Ann Lively, someone like a drifter, a neuroan addict, someone with nothing to lose. Pre-crime stops the murder from taking place. Halo's the killer, takes him away, but then, right then, someone else, having reviewed the pre-vision and dressed in the same clothes, commits the murder in exactly the same way. The technician takes a look, thinks he's looking at an echo, erases it.
Thank you.
course, it would have to be someone with access to the previsions in the first place. Someone fairly high up.
Shh. Do you know what I hear? Nothing. No footsteps up the stairs. No hovercraft out the window. No clickety-click of little spiders. Do you know why I can't hear any of those things, Danny? Because right now, the precogs can't see a thing.
Laura.
Yes, Laura.
You have to help him.
Is he there?
Yes.
Has he got the precog with him?
Yes.
Keep him there. I'm on my way.
Please, please don't tell Danny Whitwer. I don't trust him.
I won't say a word. You just don't let John leave. All right?
No killer, Lamar.
I know.
Sawyer to you and Sean. I got so scared when Tom and Becky were lost in the cave. I gotta sit down. I gotta figure this out.
Don't die. They look on and help. Remember that, John.
Agatha.
Sean. He's on the beach now. Toe in the water. He's asking you to come in with him. He's been racing his mother up and down the sand. In this house. He's 10 years old. He's surrounded by animals. He wants to be a vet. You keep a rabbit for him, a bird, and a fox. He's in high school. He likes to run. Like his father. He runs the 2 mile and the long relay. Lara, who cries. He still runs across the university and in the stadium where John watches. Oh God, he's running so fast, just like his daddy. He sees his daddy. He wants to run to him. But he's only 6 years old, and he can't do it. And the other man is so fast. So much love in this house.
I want him back so bad.
So did she. Can't you see? She just wanted her little girl back. But it was too late. Her little girl was already gone.
She's still alive.
She didn't die, but she's not alive.
Now you're there. Just tell me, who killed your mother? Who killed Ann Lively?
Placing you under arrest for the murders of Leo Crow and Danny Whitworth.
That's it. That's my girl. I'm so worried about you. Did he hurt you? I missed you so much. It's okay. I'll be here.
You're a part of my flock now, John. Welcome. It's actually kind of a rush. They say you have visions, that your life flashes before your eyes, that all your dreams come true.
It's all my fault.
There was nothing anyone could do.
I thought you might want to have those. I haven't worn this in years. Just wanted to make sure it fits before tonight.
You look great.
I knew he was having trouble for some time, and yet I did nothing about it.
Excuse me, the guy from USA Today is here.
Tell him not now.
He just wanted a few minutes before.
Not now!
I thought you were retiring.
Well, I was. But this incident with John made me realize the fragility of all this. This is John's legacy as much as it is my own. Now I have an obligation to protect that. Lara, I know how difficult this is for you, but maybe you can find some closure in the fact that John finally found the man who killed your son.
Who's Ann Lively?
Who?
Ann Lively. John was talking about her right before they took him.
I don't know who that is.
John said something about him being set up because he found out about her.
Well, we know why John was tagged.
He also said Crow was a fake.
And Whitfer? He was killed with John's gun inside John's apartment.
Do you know the reason why John came here to work for you?
Sean?
Yes. He came here to work for you because he thought if he could just stop that kind of thing from happening.
I understand.
No, I don't think you do.
Sir, they want to start the press conference in 2 minutes.
Lara, John was the best cop I ever knew, and in some ways also the best man. But the scars he carried around, well, I know he'd want us to honor the good things we remember about him. And I also know why he married you. You are as stubborn as he is.
Lamar.
Do you know how to tie one of these? Could you please give me a hand? I'm all thumbs, you see. Listen, I'll tell you what I'll do. First thing Monday, I'll look over the Whitwer evidence. And I'll have Gideon run the containment files. See if anyone drowned a woman by the name of what did you say her name was?
Ann Lively. But I never said she drowned.
Press conference is starting.
I'll be right there. We'll talk about this later. Perhaps tomorrow I'll come by the cottage.
I'd like a word with my husband.
You're not authorized. How did you get in here?
Ladies and gentlemen, Lamar Bridges, director of the new National Freakout.
On behalf of your staff, we would like to present you with this. Congratulations, sir.
My God. Oh, how did you get this?
I padded your expense account for 6 months.
Revolvers like this one were given to generals at the end of the Civil War by their troops. And the cylinders were loaded with 5 gold-plated bullets to symbolize the end of the destruction and death that had ripped the country apart for 5 years. Ladies and gentlemen, with pre-crime going national, maybe we can all look forward to a time when none of us will have to discharge another firearm ever again. Now, enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. That's an order.
Does this mean we can finally use the lake house on the weekend?
Hello? Yes, right away. Excuse me. Sir?
Yes?
Sir, you have an emergency call on your private line.
Yes, this is Burgess.
Hello, Lamar. I just wanted to congratulate you. You did it. You created a world without murder.
Sir, everyone wants your name on a hat. Can you sign these for us?
And all you had to do is kill someone to do it.
Hey, room, Jad.
Jad, it's Laura. John needs a favor.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about Agatha's mother, Anne Lively. Just a junkie who had a kid once and had to give her up. But surprise, she cleaned herself up. And she wanted her daughter back. She wanted Agatha.
Jad, you getting this?
It's a single stream from the female only with no time or incident data. Whatever this is, it isn't the future. It already happened.
And the problem was, without Agatha, there was no pre-crime. She's always been the strongest of the three. You knew without Agatha, you had nothing. Without her, you wouldn't be where you are now, standing there, signing autographs.
Mark, I'll sign the hat.
Dad, what are you doing?
Chad, what are you doing with that?
You're too big, man.
Chad, let's think before you send that.
Whoa, slow down.
So now you had to get rid of Anne Lively. You had to shut her up. Which presented a problem. How can you kill her without the precogs seeing it? Simple. Use a system you control against her. So you hired someone to kill her for you, knowing full well the precogs would see that murder. You lured Anne Lively out to the lake with the promise of reuniting her with her daughter.
Forgive me, John.
question you have to ask is, what are you going to do now? No doubt the precogs have already seen this.
No doubt.
You see the dilemma, don't you? If you don't kill me, precogs were wrong and pre-crime is over. If you do kill me, you go away. But it proves the system works. Precogs were right. So, what are you gonna do now? What's it worth? Just one more murder. Right now with a halo, but people will still believe in pre-crime. All you have to do is kill me, like they said you would. Except, you know your own future, which means you can change it if you want to. You still have a choice, Lamar, like I did.
Yes, I have a choice. And I made it. Forgive me, John. Forgive me. Forgive me, my boy.
In 1954, the 6-year pre-crime experiment was abandoned. All prisoners were unconditionally pardoned and released, although police departments kept watch on many of them for years to come. To an undisclosed location. A place where they could find relief from their gifts. A place where they could live out their lives in peace.